Our next segment may not be appropriate for young people, even though it's about them. Doing things that would give parents agita. Having sex, taking drugs, drinking, oh, and accidentally driving a stolen car into a body of water. A scene from MTV's new teen drama, Skins. Don't worry, nothing happened to anyone, which is one of the criticisms of the show. The second episode aired last night with even fewer advertisers than the first. Taco Bell, L'Oreal, GM, Wrigley, Subway, and Schick have all dropped their advertising from Skins after pressure from the Parents Television Council, which says Skins could be the most dangerous television show for children. And indeed, the New York Times reported last week that MTV execs were worried that an upcoming episode could violate child pornography laws. It features an underage actor from behind nude. And that's not even why they call it Skins. Bob Thompson is founding director of the Bleier Center for Television and Popular Culture at Syracuse University. Bob, the title refers to rolling papers that are used with marijuana, which is, of course, another criticism of the show. What do you think of it?
I remember when we were worried about Beverly Hills 90210, and this makes Beverly Hills 90210 look like something you could show in a Sunday school class. Much more shocking than the sexuality was the just constant use, very casually, of drugs. I think there's, though, two real issues. Number one, should a show with this subject matter about kids be played at all? And, of course, that's a debate that goes back to Plato and Aristotle. And the second thing is, does this show, in fact, get into some legal touchy ground because it's using underage actors? Matter of fact, it was co-created by a 19-year-old, if I'm not mistaken.
And six out of the nine actors don't have acting experience. It's funny, you mentioned Plato and Socrates were reminded that they were accused of misleading the youth. But MTV, which is a unit of Viacom, says Skins has a TV mature rating because they say it's for adults. But their critics say that, of course, kids are watching it. Last night's episode featured a lesbian character, Tay, played by Sophia Black Dahlia. She uses a fake ID to get into a club where she picks up Betty, whom she knows from school, brings Betty home. Things progress. The next day, though, Betty makes it clear that she doesn't want anyone to know.
Okay, so look. I don't want... You gotta not tell anyone about... Just... Don't.
You might want to work up an explanation for those hickeys, though.
Bobby's gonna... I'll see you.
Sure.
Well, now, Bob Thompson, Time Magazine praised this episode, and there are some saying, look, this is a realistic look at the lives that some kids are really living, and, for instance, a place for homosexual teens to turn.
I actually find it a very compelling show. I think it does a lot of stuff and goes into a lot of dramaturgical territory that other programs haven't done before. At the same time, I'm really understanding of why a lot of parents would be made very nervous about this. It's true it's got a TV MA rating, which suggests people under 17 it might not be appropriate for, but it's also the highest rated MTV debut in the audience demographic of 12 to 34. Yeah. Now, I'm not sure how many of that audience is like 12 to 15, but that's the demographic they talk about. And in the letter to the media that the producer gave, he actually comes right out and says that he would suggest that we show the series to our teenagers, if we have them, and check in with their responses. So there is a sense that not only do they know that teenagers are going to be watching this, they're encouraging it. And I'm not willing to say this is necessarily a bad thing.
Well, what about the fact that there just are no consequences, which some critics, Time Magazine again comes to mind, say violate the creed, the sort of unwritten creed that you can let teenagers do anything in programming, but then there have to be consequences, unwanted pregnancies, unwanted illnesses, and car crashes that result in people dying. Not so.
Right. Right. Well, that would get us back to the Plato side of the argument, that we're showing a bunch of people doing a bunch of things that are not noble and that we shouldn't emulate. But this creed that all art, where people do stuff that may be not necessarily good things to do, are going to get punished, I'm not sure that that's a creed that we should make art obey. I think it's a creed that popular art has had to obey because it's always been very conservative. It has to depend upon advertisers and all the rest of it. But we have to face the fact that there are a lot of people out there, including teenagers, who behave in this fashion, or spent a good portion of their teen years behaving in this fashion, who didn't die of overdoses. I think a lot of adults complaining about this probably had a period in their life that, at least in some ways, may have resembled this show. They don't advocate it now, but it didn't necessarily turn them into monsters or dead.
Well, and people with your point of view also point out that there's a class thing going on here, that this is insight into homes that have problems, kids who don't come from a lot of money, unlike, let's say, Gossip Girl. But what do you think is going to happen, Bob Thompson? Without advertisers, you don't have a show.
You don't, but if the show continues to produce the ratings that it's started out with, you may not have Taco Bell, you may not have General Motors, but my guess is that there will be advertisers, especially advertisers in the MTV stable, who will be willing to step in and fill those slots. I suppose what a lot of people find most disturbing about this is, you know, a lot of these shows you watch, Jersey Shore is a perfect example, and they behave really badly, but we're making fun of them. The thing about this show is it's got all this sexual activity and drug use and all the rest of it, but these characters are eminently likable. They're kind of cool, and they're individuals, and that's, I think, what makes a lot of people really nervous is they're showing people behaving in ways they don't approve of, and these people actually seem to be likable and sometimes downright endearing people.
That's Bob Thompson, founding director of the Bleier Center for Television and Popular Culture at Syracuse University, weighing in on the MTV new controversial show, Skins. Bob, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, a few quick notes here. There are a few surprises so far at the Australian Open, although Kim Clijsters is announcing that she was not pregnant after she read a tweet speculating that she was because she was grumpy and her boobs were bigger. That was fun. In the quarterfinals last night, we're not going to give today's scores, but Roger Federer defeated Stanislaw Wawrinka.
I thought it was a pretty tough match, and he really got into the match midway through the second set, but I was able to mix it up well and just keep him on his toes.
And some programming notes. Other tennis news caught our eye. This was in the Atlantic magazine. An article claiming that Spain's Rafael Nadal can attribute part of his killer topspin to his racket strings. He started using them last year. This is causing quite a bit of controversy in the tennis world and my house. And later this week, we're going to talk to the man who strings Roger Federer's rackets to see if he really thinks these co-poly strings really are changing the game. Up next, the King's Speech gets the royal treatment. Oscar nominations. That's in 1 minute, here and now.